Last year, the PSC gave Milwaukee-based We Energies a permit to add about 1,200 megawatts of generating power to its Oak Creek power plant. But yesterday, Dane County Judge David Flanagan ruled on a lawsuit filed by a coalition of environmental groups, the Racine-based S.C. Johnson & Sons Corporation, and a company that wants to build a power plant in Fond du Lac. Flanagan sided with the Oak Creek opponents and said We Energies didn't provide the required cost and design information about new transmission lines that would be needed to operate the $2 billion plant. Flanagan also says the utility's application didn't include at least two truly alternative sites and that DNR permits should have come prior to the PSC's review. Attorney Pam McGillivray represents the environmental group Clean Wisconsin. She says if We Energies decides to restart the application process before the PSC, the public will be better prepared.
It will allow the public to participate in the process with all of the information that should be included in the application before the commission. So there should be a real alternative location that is considered that maybe it won't be in southeastern Wisconsin.
McGillivray says maybe the new alternative site will be outside an ozone pollution non-attainment zone in the Milwaukee area and could be a natural gas-fired plant and not one powered by coal. We Energy spokesperson Thad Nation says his company will review its legal options for keeping the Oak Creek project on schedule.
The need for more energy in southeast Wisconsin was demonstrated by the PSC and reaffirmed by the judge in his ruling. We are reviewing our options to see how we're going to move forward.
The company could appeal the circuit judge's ruling to a higher court. Going back to the PSC with an altered proposal could take up to 6 months. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.